Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. In our reading from Mark's Gospel, John the Baptist calls the crowds into this journey of repentance and transformation. I read those words and I'm reminded of the music from Godspell, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." And I can't help but reflect on the way that that musical took the old story of John the Baptist preparing the people to hear Jesus into this modern context. The original musical was written in the 70s, so modern meant the 1970s. And John was there drawing these 70s people together and showing them something of the joy in that context. So we're going to have a look at "Prepare ye the way of the Lord," if Alison can make it work, because she's got a challenge going on. It shouldn't need to be tall, should it? Thank you, Lawrence, coming to the rescue. Wanted to show the delight of the forgiveness being offered in that baptism and the preparation in that moment to send them out. So I wonder how we might be portrayed in these days, how that kind of experience might look in these days. For just as in the time of John the Baptist and every time since, we're called to prepare the way for God's message of love and liberation to be shouted and heard and received. As our psalm said, those who dream make way for righteousness and peace to kiss, for faithfulness to spring up from the ground. John's call was to prepare a way in the wilderness, a road that opens us to the idea of life as a journey, an image that goes right back to the words of Isaiah. that also speaks of preparing the way of the Lord and making a straight path in the desert, raising valleys and lowering hills, making rough ground level and rugged places plain. Making this way of righteousness will reveal God to the people. Isaiah's words of prophecy are words of hope and of good news. Isaiah was living in disastrous times. His people were in exile. Jerusalem and its temple lay in ruins, yet he never lost faith in God. He trusted a God who never forgot his people and whose steadfast love endured forever. Isaiah used that beautiful pastoral image of a loving shepherd carrying the lambs in his arms and when moving his flock, slowing down to accommodate the needs of the pregnant ewe. The mighty God of the whole universe, whom Isaiah saw as working through the political events of strong nations, is also committed to the least and the lowliest among his people. Advent is a time for looking forward with hope. No deep valley or ravine in our journey is so dark that the guiding star of God cannot penetrate. No obstacle can be so mountainous that faith cannot shift or level it. No event can be so awful that God cannot use it for good. No evil can be so entrenched that redemption is impossible. No suffering or sorrow is too heavy for God to ease the weight from our shoulders. Isaiah's words of preparing the way of the Lord, of making straight paths for him, are words of hope, words of good news. And they're the words that John the Baptist repeats. Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Today we have apps on our phone so we can communicate immediately and directly with anyone on our contact list. We've become accustomed to receiving news about events through emails and text messages. And for some of us, it might be difficult to imagine being John the Baptist standing in the wilderness, calling out for straight paths, face to face with others, proclaiming that there is one more powerful coming. But we do know messengers like John the Baptist, those who call out for the need for making paths straight and level, those who proclaim a message contradicting the treatment of unrighteousness. John's message challenges the status quo. His message is not a self-promotion. It's not about his brand. His message preempts those who think they know who is and how to be powerful. And John's message marks him as a dreamer, one who dreams of a better world, one who's willing to put himself in harm's way when social justice seems elusive, a dreamer who acknowledges that the world is often crooked, but able to dream of straight paths, able to hold a vision of a society of justice and peace. John calls us all to prepare for Jesus coming into the world, to prepare in all those little daily choices we make. The call of the John the Baptist's dream interrupts us and changes the direction of our journey. The call of John the Baptist's dream holds risk in such preparation. It's a call to something, which means we must leave other things behind. It means we'll need to make some sacrifice. That's the way of living out the transformation of our baptism. That's the way of kingdom dreaming. At Advent, we courageously remember that the holy does break into the daily. In tiny ways, we can open our broken hearts to the healing grace of God, who opens the way to peace. We can let that peace come upon us as a healing balm, rushing through the valleys of our prideful fear and our own self-righteous indignation. So we don't lose heart. Rather, we live with our hearts broken open, so compassion and caring and God's reckless love can find a way into our hearts and into the hearts of the world. Make straight in our hearts a highway for the possibility of peace. John's message was one of hope and joy. Many people think of John as a harsh figure, a prophet of doom and gloom, demanding painful repentance and warning of dire consequences if they fail to repent. But that's only partly true. Yes, John was tough and fiery, but he was preaching something much bigger. That something wonderful was about to happen. He was preparing the way for the promised Messiah. Joy was on its way. Hopes would be fulfilled. That's what the maker of God's bill wanted the audience to grasp. John understood that repentance is an act of hope, not simply feeling sorry and giving things up, but a complete turnaround in one's life, a turning from something disastrous to something wonderful, something much better. It's like turning from a dead end to an open highway. Repentance is a message of radical hope and joy. And John still speaks to us when we're willing to enter the wilderness and dream. And when out of that dreaming, we're willing to change our direction and make a new path and build a new kingdom. Or in the words of God's bill, we can build a beautiful city. Have a look at this one.
Come sing the sweet rejoicing, come sing your love. We're not afraid of voicing all the things we're dreaming of. Oh, high and low, and everywhere we go, we can live a beautiful city.
Cafe 98% sugar-free range.
John understood that preparation for the Messiah meant a new path, a turning from the old path in repentance and making a new way. John was preparing the way for the coming Messiah. Jesus would soon be amongst them and he was preparing their hearts for him. John's task was to prepare the way, to make the path straight. And Advent is also a time of preparation. Preparing for Christmas has us writing cards, putting up decorations and lights, buying presents, but it's also a time of preparing the way for Christ's coming. Both Isaiah and John call us to make a straight path, to dream of what a level way might look like where all can journey. A straight path is an easier path. We're called to make the way easier for Jesus to be present and for others to follow. Building roads in a wilderness is hard work, levelling hills, filling in valleys, but it's building the dream of God, making the journey of God toward us and us toward God easier. The hills in our lives and the lives of others are many, and they need to be levelled. there are gaping holes that need to be filled. Through dreaming of forgiveness and hope and new beginnings, we make a new and easier path for ourselves and for others. Paths that lead to the place where Jesus is born anew, where we can draw closer to Jesus. We're on an Advent journey, an adventure of dreaming and building, hope and peace. May your Advent journey be one of blessing and of growth, both for you and those who share your path. So be it. Amen. We're going to join in our prayers of intercession.